Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Joy 94.9.
Scott Davis, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much.
And we've got a new fellow in town, criminology student Bryden Sullivan. Welcome also.
Hello everyone.
Scotty, why have you got Bryden? Why is he working for you for?
Well, Bryden and I have been talking for quite some time about the idea that part of his criminology course that he would do what we call an internship or work placement with Victoria Police. So he's come in for this month to take up that work placement to do a bit of work for us for free, which is always good for Victoria Police.
How sweet's that?
Yes.
They can spend the money on something else, like me, perhaps.
Part of the deal is that he does some work for us, but he also gets some experiences about what goes on within Victoria Police. And seeing as he's working in the unit, we're here regularly on a Thursday, I thought he should participate.
What a great idea. Okay, well, Bryden, why have you chosen to be a criminology student? What got you onto that realm?
Lots of things have happened. I was over in London during the bombings. Been a big avid watcher of crime movies, things like that. So I just sort of fell into it.
Find it, because it's very in-depth, isn't it, and very hands-on, and from my understanding, very exciting too.
It can be at times. I like the profiling element of it, having a look at why do people commit crimes? What's happened? What's made them come to a point where they've actually
done a
crime?
Yeah. And so, yeah, because I watch some of those crime movies as well, and I'd love to have the intelligence. Yep, he's about 5'9", he plays football on the weekend, and he drinks vodka. I have no idea how that, because he murdered three people or something. That's what happened.
And then within 3 seconds, they go, that'll be Gary Burns, and off we go and arrest the person.
That's right. You're studying down at Deakin. How long do you have to be at university for?
Oh, it's a 3-year course, but with Deakin you can study by off-campus distance education. So it's taken me about 5 years off and on. But I am finishing this year. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. And does that automatically get you a place into the police force?
No.
So you still have to become a uniform copper?
Well, I don't necessarily want to become a police officer.
Okay.
But there are a range of different things that I can do with the criminology degree. You can work for the prisons, police, Australian Federal Police. There's a whole range of things, even non-governmental organisations.
You could work for me.
I could.
Yes.
Well, so you could work for those organised, say, policing, without actually being a uniformed investigator.
An unsworn.
Yeah, an unsworn.
Like the guy on Numbers.
Yes.
That works. Yes. Yes. See, he watches all the shows I watch. Fantastic. So, Scotty, what's your responsibility then to enable Bryden to be getting the right skills? Because sometimes work experienced people, they either stick him behind a desk or give him a broom to sweep the floors.
What we did with Bryden is we talked about a project that he would do in the time that he's here. So we said about he had an interest in domestic violence in same-sex relationships. So we talked about what he might be able to do for Victoria Police that will benefit us, but also benefit and improve his skills. So we had a chat with our family violence unit, and we came up with a project where he would look at our data from 2001 through to 2008 on same-sex domestic violence, give us a bit of a trend that goes with that, but also look specifically at the financial year 07-08 and seeing whether we comply with the Victoria Police Code of Practice for the investigation of family violence. So that's his job, which is quite a big job to do in the month, but also participate in other things that we do within the unit to get a bit of experience within Victoria Police.
Is it fun, Bryden?
It's been exciting so far.
Been exciting.
Been learning a lot. But lots of data crunching, lots of numbers, finding out exactly what's been happening.
You have to read a lot too, don't you? So you come across a lot of things that probably aren't so pleasant. Do you get counselling for that before you go into it?
No. We do get to have a look at the different incidents that have occurred over the last year. And I was saying to my partner earlier on the week, just be mindful, I might be overly affectionate this week just because it's a bit tough to deal with.
Criminology student Bryden Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you
also, Scotty Davis. I'll see you next week.
We'll be here.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au.
If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.